Hey guys, it's Kathy Conamorio, the Crafty Chica, here with a new installment of the Crafty Chica podcast. And it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I have it on my list to do more of these more often. And I have a really great topic that I'm going to kick off. It is, I call it the fourth quarter love. Really knowing that by paying attention to the fourth quarter of the year and doing a little bit of house cleaning, a little bit of pre-planning. Is there such a thing? Isn't planning? You know what I mean. For the next year, it can really help you get off to a great start and wrap up the year in a really good way instead of waiting until the new year. Now, I know you might be thinking, oh, can't I just enjoy the rest of 2017 and worry about 2018 when it comes? You totally can. It's your life. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just sharing what I like to do and what has worked for me, because I really want this podcast to be about sharing success measures that I've discovered and used in my business so that maybe it can help you guys too. So here are some reasons why I think it's a good idea to pay attention to what's going on in the fourth quarter of the year, especially if you're an entrepreneur, a creativepreneur, if you have a side business. Okay, the first thing is inspired by my friend Candy, Queen Bee Baker. We were on the phone the other night and we were both talking about, oh, don't you ever feel like something big is coming or something big is around the corner? I don't know, something's going to happen. And I started thinking, why do we just leave it to chance? Let's identify what something big is. Quote, something big, end quote. So for fourth quarter, as you're thinking about next year in 2018, because I already am hearing a lot of people saying, I know 2018 is going to be even better. Why don't you write down three things of what you think something big is? What identifies something big? Is it a book deal? Is it a TV show? Is it landing that dream client that you always wanted? Or whatever it is, identify what something big means to you. And boom, you have a new goal for 2018. Instead of waiting for something big to come to you, why not identify what you want something big to be and then go after it? Make those steps. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is to look at your goal list from 2017. What did you not get a chance to work on? What are some of the things that you had on your list that you just didn't get to? Either you didn't have time, or maybe you didn't have the passion for it. After all, go through and clean up that list and see if there's something on there that you do want to roll over into 2018. If you do want to roll over that item into 2018, put it at the top of your list for next year. Because if you go on again not doing it, you might as well just cross it off your list. You're not really that much into it. So identify what those things are that you didn't get to, and if they really are important to you. Number three, this is a biggie. Identify the new clients that you want to work with in the new year. Start following all of their social media channels. Pay attention to who they're working with, what they're doing, what kind of campaigns. Start thinking about how you could present something that is awesome that they haven't seen yet that they would love to work with. So look at those new clients. Maybe it's some that you have been following already and you're like, oh, how do I connect with them? Well, instead of just putting it out in the air, how do I connect with them? You know, go to their social media channels, tag them in some things, maybe make something with their products and tag them. Get the ball rolling so that they know who you are, so that when it comes time to pitch them, they will already have heard of you. Start thinking about 2018 now, because if you want to get an annual contract with a client, you want that annual contract to start early in the year. Because I know the clients that I work with now, a lot of them are wrapping up for the end of the year, and I want to do great work so that they sign me on for another year. So it's good to keep your current clients and then add in new clients too. Number four, start cleaning house. Whether if it is in a physical sense, the clutter that you have accumulated this year, or maybe it's your emails or your desktop or your photos or even your to-do list, go through those things and start cleaning those up, because it will help you end this year on such a great note where you feel like you started the year excited to tackle your to-do list for 2017, and now you're going to end the year tackling it in a positive way, looking at all of the different things that you have accomplished. And you know what? Let's do that for number five. How about write down all of the big milestones that we reached this year so far, and which ones are left that maybe we can finish up before the year is over? Maybe we don't wait until 2018. Maybe we see which ones that we can finish now. So what do you guys think of this? What do you think of my fourth quarter love and why it's important for the new year? I want to hear your feedback. So leave a comment, or you can send me a question at Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at craftychica.com. And you can visit craftychica.com for all kinds of articles and tutorials. And I'm on all of the social media, internet out there with under Crafty Chica. And well, I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening. And let me know if there's a specific topic that you would like to hear for tips for creativepreneurs, and I will be glad to deliver. Thanks, guys. Bye.